to KVOE at KVOE.com. Emporia's Radio Stations Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE live and local. Good morning to you on a Thursday. It is 844, 29 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Nancy Ricker, the, you could say, brand new director of the Emporia Municipal Band, even though she's had that role officially for a few months. It is her first concert coming up Sunday afternoon at the Emporia Granada Theater, though, and it's a big one.
It's the annual Christmas concert. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be joining you guys this morning.
Hey, we're glad to have you on board. So how are you feeling going into Sunday? Pretty excited, a little nervous about what's going to be coming up?
A little bit nervous, but mostly looking forward to getting back together with this group of people and making some music together. They're always really fun to play with, so I can't wait to see what we can do when I conduct them.
Well, it's been a while since the municipal band has performed, so have you been in rehearsal mode here last few weeks?
We really just do our rehearsal right before, kind of like we do during our summer season, but I have been poring over what we've done over the past few years and trying to pick a concert that I think everybody will like something in.
Speaking of that, well, what have you chosen? Let me ask you that.
Well, we've got some classics that have become a tradition in our band, like Sleigh Ride, and James Davis introduced the Radetzky March as a tradition, which is kind of a Viennese thing, but we've brought it here to Emporia, and we do it every year, so we got that one on there. And we, of course, will end with our classic Home on the Range with a Christmas twist, but we've got a couple new fun things that I think people will like in there.
Well, we certainly invite people to attend. They always put on a great show, as the Emporia Municipal Band is laden with talent, and the Granada Theater is a great venue for the annual Christmas concert coming up this Sunday at 3 p.m. So the group excited to get back at it, Nancy?
I think so. This is always a fun one for us, and it's kind of a good way for us to give back to the city in our off season. It's a nice, like, in between our summer stuff.
Well, Nancy, for folks that don't know, maybe talk about your journey with the Emporia Municipal Band here over the last several years, and you know, the announcement which came down in August that you're not only going to be, you know, supplanting James Davis as director's role, but being the band's first female director.
Well, like James, I am an Emporia native, lifelong, and I joined the band when I was in high school under Gary McCarty, and I played in it. I've played in it every summer since then, except for there was a brief period where I was teaching way out west, and 5.5 hours was a bit of a commute for the summer season. So I took a few years off in the middle, but then as soon as I moved back here and took the job at Waverly, I've been playing, and I love the band. I love the history behind it. And being the first female director wasn't really something that had occurred to me until I'd already kind of thrown my hat in the ring. So it's a nice perk, and it's really nice to be a part of the tradition of great directors of this band.
Again, Nancy Ricker joining us as we talk about the Christmas concert coming up 3 o'clock at the Emporia Granada Theater. Nancy, for folks that have never attended the concert before, you know, moving you know, as a performer now directing the band, what's the atmosphere going to be like?
Oh, it's just really fun. We do some kind of classic Christmas carols, but we also bring in some of the fun, nostalgic elements. There's some challenging stuff for the performers, but some nice, easy listening stuff for audiences too. And we will keep up our tradition of the audience participation sing-along in the middle. So if they bring their best voices for that one.
So what do your band numbers look like, Nancy? Are you in pretty good shape there?
Yeah, I think we were sitting around 40, 50 members last time I looked.
Pretty good, pretty good. And
yeah,
there is no admission to this concert, by the way, folks. At 3 p.m., it's a free show, but I do believe, Nancy, free will donations will be accepted. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe our Friends of the City Band always accepts donations to help kind of fund various things we do through the year.
Good deal. I have to ask, I know that the focus is really front and center on what's taking place this weekend, but I guess what's coming to your mind here when it comes to the Municipal Band's regular concert schedule next year?
Well, I'm already trying to come up with some concert themes. Of course, we'll do our Fourth of July stuff, and we'll open on Memorial Day like we usually do. But coming up with some new things, I would love to be able to return to having a Veterans Day concert for us, maybe next fall. This fall, I had my first child, so it was a little busy for me to start that off right off
That'll
the bat.
That'll do that,
too. Understandable.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's some things I'm kind of looking forward to, and just always excited to play with these guys.
Well, we're looking forward to working with you throughout your stint as director of the Emporia Municipal Band. We really love highlighting your concerts on a weekly basis, and we certainly will be in touch, and we are hoping for a great show coming up on Sunday, and we thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Emporia Municipal Band Director Nancy Rickard joining us on our Newsmaker 3. Chuck?
All right. Once again, we've got the Newsmaker 2 and 3 slots that you traditionally have most of the week claimed by What's in Outdoors tomorrow. That'll be at 8:20. And again, for the Newsmaker segment at 7:20 tomorrow, Janine McKenna.